show, and it's a guy that was on the radio with me a lot of years off and on doing different things. Former county supervisor Denny Grabenbauer is hosting. Welcome.
Well, good morning, Kyle. I just want everybody to know this is not Val Ruff with a cold.
No.
I'm Denny Grabenbauer, your host this morning for Experience Marshalltown, and what an opportunity this is, and really kind of a fun thing to be called and asked to do this with a guy that is in charge of an iconic old building and place, Bob Unteed, the director of the Orpheum Center Theater. And welcome to Experience Marshalltown.
Thanks, and good morning.
You know, I actually drove by the Orpheum this morning just to kind of get a feel of it. The light was on. What an iconic building. What history. And I know you've only been here a little more than around 2 years. But still, a lot of iconic memories in that old building.
Sure, yeah. And we get lots of visitors that, you know, some people have moved away and they come back and they, you know, speak of their childhood in the building and note the changes that are there. And then all of the memorabilia that's there as well.
You know, and I get a kick out of it. It's still got the front look that it had in, 1949 or 40, whatever, when Gabby Hayes was here.
Right, that's right.
It's still got that same look. The bathrooms are really amazing with the little mosaic plugs they've got on the walls and everything.
Yeah.
And the place looks like it did in the 50s, but it's also got the feel of the 2000s.
Right, that's right, because clearly it's not a 915-seat theater anymore, so, yeah.
You know, the theater, and you talk about the theater, what kind of movies are shown? You do show movies, not like we used to, but now they're kind of more of a specialty when the movies are had.
Most of the movies that we do are G movies. At Halloween, we do like a PG thing or something in there, but twice a year in July and in December, we have local merchants that sponsor those movies, and you can pick up free tickets from those sponsoring things. And then 6 months a year now, the Friends of the Orpheum Theater raised $5,000 to pay for a free movie a month for 6 months for every elementary school in Marshalltown.
Yeah. So it fills up with elementary kids.
It does. The first week of each month, roughly, they get a ballot. Each kid gets a ballot with about 8 choices of movies that we can order at that time. The second week, we pick up those ballots and count the winner. And then the third week, we give tickets and, you know, announce to those kids what movie they have chosen.
They choose the movie. That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
You know, you see the old marquee with the old letters. And you still have to do that by hand?
Yes.
Get out there with that long pole and...
No, you climb up on a ladder. Now, I don't do it.
You don't do it? Okay.
That's right.
That's not part of the job description.
Right, that's right.
Of course, a big part of the being iconic is the Gene Seberg Gallery and what goes on to the Gene Seberg Festival that we have every, November, I believe it is.
Uh-huh.
And that's another big part of the history of not only Marshalltown, but of the Orpheum.
Yeah, it's a more recent thing. It doesn't go back to 49, but yeah,
right.
It's a more common thing. We're thinking at this point that we may make the Seberg Festival an every other year event now, and we may do a fundraiser this fall to help pay for the next year's.
You know, and that's got to be kind of tough getting. You know, this, I know you always try to bring the family in, but every year is maybe a little too much.
Uh-huh.
Doing it. I know the Gene Seberg fans would probably get mad at us for saying it like that, but to make it a special event, sometimes you have to not have it to make it
right,
even bigger
right.
and better.
Yeah.
And then, going through all that and seeing all the Iowa movie stars is amazing to me. How some of the displays, the Donna Reeds, the John Waynes, you know, the pictures that are there. It's really kind of neat to go in there and see all that.
Yeah. I mean, I walk past it every day. I sometimes say goodnight to John Wayne.
You probably take it for granted.
Well, I see it. I see it every day. So, yeah.
And then the old movie projector that's there and kind of...
Right.
Now I'm sure it comes in on a disc, a CD, where you...
Yeah, that's right.
You plug like we do at home.
Uh-huh.
But it's just kind of neat to see all the things that used to be... And now it's more... Now, of course, it's all modern and everything else, but...
Right, that's right.
But there's memories are still there.
Yeah.
And the popcorn machine. I don't know if that's the original popcorn machine or not, but...
I don't know that either.
Yeah. But it... So what brought you to Marshalltown? I know we heard a very interesting story on your past, and you've had a lot of accomplishments.
Oh, I've worked in nonprofits for a couple of decades, and I just thought this was an interesting opportunity to look at, you know, a little bit differently from what had happened here in the past with the theater. the fact that the community college is really a huge part of what this facility is, and the ability of that we have to do programming is really attractive. So
it has to be something that, like you say, it is attractive and interesting to hear.
Right.
You know, there again, the old coffee shop in there. I just like the look of the whole place. I mean, it just kind of a neat little deal. You know, I was fortunate enough to be one of the ones that was in the ribbon cutting when we kicked it off after it was reconstructed.
Yeah.
And the stage in the theater is used for many, many things, and we'll get in that in our second and third segments of the show. But you know, it's always nice to see the early days still there.
Yeah. And obviously I don't have the same connection that many people in Marshalltown have to those even 3 years ago, but what I enjoy is even the different and new connections that we have. When people are part of this elementary school, you know, free movie thing, when they walk in the door and they don't know where to go,
mm-hmm.
obviously it's the first time they've been in the building.
Sure.
That's a really great thing.
Sure.
There are artists that have been in the building that hadn't been there before, and they really like the facility and even the audiences that we mm-hmm. have too. So it's a new set of memories that are happening now.
All right. Well, we've talked about the past. We're going to take a short break now. When we come back, we'll talk about what's going on now and then down the road. So we'll take a short break now. We'll be back shortly with Experience Marshalltown.
Did you know that Marshalltown has 69 different restaurants? That's right, 69 different places to eat, and 17 of those restaurants are downtown Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I'm excited to let you know we have a guide to all the local eateries, from fine, casual, or ethnic dining to pizza, quick eats, coffee houses, and other area eateries. The Marshalltown CVB, the Guide to Local Eateries, can point you in the right direction no matter what your taste might be. We are also proud of all of our restaurants. This colorful and durable guide is a convenient size to keep in your car or purse. Restaurants are divided by category and all have addresses, phone numbers, and web pages. These guides can be picked up all over town in restaurants, hotels, and convenience stores. Come down to the CVB office to pick them up at the Fisher Community Center, or just give us a call at 753-6645 and we'd be glad to set some aside or drop them off. Treat yourself to the diversity of our restaurants right here in Marshalltown. Come join us and discover our world of flavors right here in Marshalltown.
With everything you've done to lift up those around you during your military career, we're not going to let your money concerns get you down. We're the NFCC, and we've got your back on this one. As your financial advocate, we're dedicated to improving the financial health of all members of the military community. Whether your debt issues are related to student loans or housing, or involve credit cards, our goal is to help you to defend your financial future. NFCC certified credit counselors have already made the difference for thousands of military members and their families. Let us make a difference for you and yours. Schedule a confidential financial review with an objective nonprofit NFCC financial counselor. Call us today at 877-404-6322. That's 877-404-6322. Or visit us at nfcc.org/military. You owe it to yourself. Get relief now.
And welcome back. Our second segment of Experience Marshalltown, and Denny Grabenbauer hosting today.
Yes, we are. We're in the driver's seat as we are experiencing Marshalltown with Bob Unteed. And we talked about a little bit about the past. Now let's talk about what we got going on today. A lot of neat things in the Orpheum Center that maybe people don't know about. First of all, the meeting rooms. There's meeting rooms up there available to the community.
Right. We have two. You can break one large room into two and have two groups of 25 there, or one large group of over 50. We had in December, we had all of the Main Street Iowa groups. Including the Central Business District and others that were up there. And I think we're having the Iowa Council of Foundations coming up pretty soon. But, mm-hmm. but you know, local businesses use that all the time.
So. How do they, if a local business wants to use it, how do they find out about how they get a hold of you?
My number is 844-5920. They can just call the Orpheum or email me, and we can set that up pretty quickly.
So. And one thing that Val wanted me to talk about was the free daycare.
Uh-oh.
Boy, I tell you what, you threw me a curve on that one.
Well, there we go. We're still nailing down exactly who's going to do it, so we're not fully announcing it yet.
Okay.
But we're cautiously optimistic that this in February we'll do that in those meeting rooms upstairs. We'll have a couple of women that will provide that for kids three and older. Yeah.
Now, is this for people that have got something going on in the orphan, or just
for if you come for an event.
Nice. Okay.
And your 4-year-old doesn't like
the event,
or wouldn't sit still for it, whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Now we talk about the stage. Of course, the stage. We got a stage located right there where the old theater was, in the theater part. You know, there's a stage there. That's where we did the ribbon cutting. There's a stage platform.
In
the theater
space,
in where the theater where you show the movies.
It's portable. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, where you show the movies. Yeah. There's a stage there.
And does any performances take place on that?
Most of the things we do with poetry are in the movie okay. theater. That's what I still think of that as. That's why I was sort of confused. But so at the toward the end of this month, we'll have Iowa's Poet Laureate in there doing that. And then there's other things like the program that the MCC has for folks who are getting their GED equivalent, has their graduation in that facility and stuff like that too. So there's multiple uses. The governor was here, I think, a month ago.
And see, I've been to a couple different programs where we had it on in that area.
Yeah,
you know, and did one time we did an auction there, a fundraiser.
Okay.
For the orphan. But the main stage or the main area, the black box area. I mean, I remember when they were talking about building that, I thought, what in the world is a, I'm not really an artsy person, but what in the world is a black box area, and what a facility that is.
Well, and when I give tours, I still have to go back and confirm this, but I'm reasonably certain that the definition of a black box is really that it's a black space, but the other thing is that there's no fixed seating. Mm-hmm. So that we, you know, for when Bob Dorr was here in December, we had risers, and that helped us maximize sort of dancing space for an overflow crowd. But often we'll just put, you know, round tables, and people can sit and have drinks there and stuff like that. In April, we're going to have the University of Iowa Dance Company, and they want kind of theater in the round. We're going to set up seats facing every direction and leave them with about a 32-foot by 32-foot square space in the center. So they'll dance around the people.
Well, like you say, that is such a versatile. We were there for a play that was there, and like you say, it's almost like it's in the round, but it was like in a semicircle, I guess, in the square. And that is such a neat facility. We were, we took part in a big band era program that we had one night, and I was lucky enough to MC that, and it worked out beautifully. Like you say, you had the round tables, you had the band, the big band sound, and people dancing, everything on the floor. So there's so many uses for that black box area. What is your favorite one?
Oh, well, I want to just add to that. What I like is I think that the thing that I enjoy the most is when the audience is clearly involved in the performance that's going on, when there's a real strong interaction going on. So I would say that even last year's University of Iowa Dance Company, the receptiveness of the audience was extraordinary. The Maytags kind of stand out. John Dolly at R.S. Dover brought a nationally known blues artist, Ruthie Foster. She was amazing, just phenomenal, I think. So those are among the things that I like, but I like them all.
How do you get those artists to commit to come here?
You basically just look them up. So I've taken recommendations from the general community, and sometimes they give me a phone number or an email address or something. But any given artist you can generally find on the internet, and you talk to their agent. So that's how you do it.
Go through the agent.
Yeah.
And you got it kind of in the Friends of the Orpheum, they pretty well support a lot of programs, a lot of things that you've got going on.
The Friends of the Orpheum Theater has made it possible for the college hasn't paid for any performance fees since February of last year. And moving forward, that's the expectation, is that it's obviously a support organization, but the board of that group is active in raising money all the time, and it goes right into performances, including, you know, the $5,000 they gave the college to pay for the movies to make them free for elementary schools. So I tell people when they buy beer or wine at events that they should do it because we're doing these movies for kids, should think of the children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what a good fundraisers that they do have. I mean, a lot of in our third segment, I want to talk about what we do with the Live After Five programs and what you got coming up. But the Friends of the Library, without the Friends, it wouldn't be as successful as it is.
Right. Yeah, that board of 12 folks really makes a difference, I think, in terms of what we're able to do.
So. I know when you go through the internet, and you go through the website, you see all the involvement that the Friends of the Orpheum do, and they're behind us 100%.
Right, that's right.
You know, it really makes it very good. Yeah. Now, you know, just some of the things, upcoming events. I want to talk about that. We got a big one, I think, coming up on the 10th of February.
Well, there you go. I'm excited about having the NOLA Jazz Band. They're out of Des Moines, although they have played regularly in New Orleans. And they'll be here Saturday, February 10th, as you said, at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $15. We're going to be serving a Cajun donut.
I was going to ask you about that.
Sure. It's really it looks like they're kind of square, and they're a little bit puffed. It's deep-fried dough, basically. Mm-hmm. It's a donut by any other name, and it's sprinkled with powdered sugar. Well, but those will be at every table.
Now, so that's part of the NOLA Jazz Band, what goes on? He's just telling us we got a break, but we'll break.
Oh, very good. Okay, that's right. That's part of what happens that evening, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back for the Experience Marshalltown, and we got more to talk about upcoming events.
Cool. Did you know that Marshalltown has 69 different restaurants? That's right, 69 different places to eat, and 17 of those restaurants are downtown Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I'm excited to let you know we have a guide to all the local eateries, from fine, casual, or ethnic dining to pizza, quick eats, coffee houses, and other area eateries. The Marshalltown CVB, the Guide to Local Eateries, can point you in the right direction no matter what your taste might be. We are also proud of all of our restaurants. This colorful and durable guide is a convenient size to keep in your car or purse. Restaurants are divided by category and all have addresses, phone numbers, and web pages. These guides can be picked up all over town in restaurants, hotels, and convenience stores. Come down to the CVB office and pick them up at the Fisher Community Center, or just give us a call at 753-6645 and we'd be glad to set some aside or drop them off. Treat yourself to the diversity of our restaurants right here in Marshalltown. Come join us and discover our world of flavors right here in Marshalltown.
Over the past 50 years, SCORE mentors have helped more than 10 million small business owners succeed for free.
Starting a business can be incredibly confusing.
SCORE really helped me steer the course.
Whatever the business, there's a SCORE mentor that has the experience and know-how to help you reach your goals.
SCORE mentors are serious business experts.
Whether you're a startup or an existing business, SCORE can provide the perspective and advice that ensures success.
My SCORE mentor has been tremendously helpful in the marketing of my business.
SCORE is a nonprofit organization where we provide free business consulting services to people who want to start a business or already in business.
Are you starting or growing a business? Be one of the next 10 million small businesses helped for free by SCORE. Get your free business mentor at score.org.
Welcome back. Our final segment with Denny Grabenbauer sitting in for Val Ruff today with the Experience Marshalltown.
It is Experience Marshalltown, our third segment and our final segment, and with Bob Unteed. And Bob, I know we're talking a bit off the air about some of the things you want to mention, and tell us your thoughts at the Orpheum and what you'd like to see.
Oh, happen. Sure. So the core of what we'll do there will be, you know, the 1 to 2 movies a month, with the exception of these free monthly things that I mentioned before, the merchant-sponsored things. And then music will be an ongoing monthly event, and the summer concert series. But in addition, I want to see that the Orpheum become a place that people see as a resource, right? So currently, twice a month, there's about 15 young mostly Latino youth that gather to watch anime, which is a Japanese action cartoon thing, right? The main difference between watching, or among the differences between watching a DVD and at the Orpheum and anyone's home is that the light bulb in the projector, it lasts 1,200 hours and it's about $1,500.
Really? Okay.
But so they use about a dollar and a half worth of that light bulb, right? And the janitor locks up after them. It doesn't require a lot of staffing. Mm-hmm. It's just in addition, there's a poetry group that meets monthly there that has a role actually in bringing the Iowa Poet Laureate. And then at the end of the month, when we do wine tasting, that actually is an event that is sort of it's led by a committee. It's not my programming as much. And we just began, based on some comments I got from five different people last fall, we're going to look at even doing some beer tasting too. But if you want to do punk polka or any other interest you have, I mean, we can have canasta games. I don't even care. If it's low or no cost, or if there's a way that we can make it work, I'm open to having nearly any other cultural activity happen at the Orpheum.
See, you know, my thought is, you know, we think of some of the Marshalltonians think of the Orpheum as a theater.
Yeah.
But what we've developed is a center, almost like an entertainment center.
Yeah.
And you can do about anything you want to do. All you got to do is ask.
Right. That's right.
You know, and let's talk about this at Live After Five.
Sure.
That program has really turned into quite an experience every Friday night, whenever you do have.
Well, and there's a saying I heard from a good fundraiser once. He said that genius is great, but plagiarism is quicker. So I've been to Live After Five things in other parts of the state, and it just makes a lot of sense. So the first year we did this in 2016, we had 8 weeks of free outdoor, you know, live concerts in the parking lot in the summer, and the hospital is gracious enough to grant us the use of that parking lot because they own it. We averaged 91 people that year, and then last year when we did it, we went for 10 weeks, and we averaged just under 300. So I think
you
it's
averaged
catching
300
on.
People a night.
It was 273 a night is what we averaged.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, and I love your philosophy on taking small chunks out.
Uh-huh.
You know, and make it take the small chunks out, and then it grows into something big.
Right, right.
You know,
yeah.
But you know, it just seems like there's with 300, you're gonna have to expand. Yeah.
We'll move it back. We could put 1,000 people in that parking lot.
Sure.
So.
Wow, that is really something. And some of the groups you got, I know. Look, I don't think off the top of your head who you got coming up this year, but Exit 185. You know.
Right. That's right.
Stop me, because those guys are a bunch of good guys. We've had them at Oktoberfest and things, and to get a group like that. And there again, I'm going to ask. Now, you can't get these for nothing. These groups have to come in. I'm sure they got their value. They charge something to come.
Right, that's right. If you look at this and last year, the total bill for those bands, and we actually had to provide sound from an outside source once or twice last year, the total cost between $20,000 and $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
I did the math once and figured that there were over 8,800 people that came through the Orpheum last year for some program or another.
Really?
If we had asked each of them every time they came to give us $26, we would have broken even.
Is that right?
Yeah. So the Live After Five and those movies, that's about half the group that we're doing for free through the Friends of the Orpheum and the college. You know.
The Friends of the Orpheum, I mean, you can't thank them enough.
Right. You know? Although you can if you see them.
Well, you see them on the street, and we got 1 minute left to go. How do we get tickets for the NOLA Jazz Band?
Just show up at the Orpheum, generally between 9 and 5, or the evening of. It's unlikely we're going to completely sell out. You should be able to. You'll be fine if you get there by 6:30. Those tickets again are $15.
$15, yeah. And come to an experience not only the theater but the center, the event center that you've created down there.
Yeah.
Well, Bob, this has been kind of fun. You know, this has been kind of neat sitting in for Val and visiting with you on an iconic building, an iconic business, and an iconic event that goes on down there. So
thanks very much.
Thanks for getting up early this morning and being with us. I'm Denny Gravenbauer. I've been your host today, filling in for Val Ruff as we went through, and hopefully you now know more about how we experience Marshalltown. Thank you.